You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York, made history by voting to join the Amazon Labor Union. With a history of exploitation in Amazon warehouses, this news has significant implications for worker rights in the US. I asked trade unionist Justine Sachs about her thoughts. Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York, have voted to join the first ever Amazon Labor Union. What does this mean for these workers in terms of their rights?
It means that they will be able to enforce their rights, because we know that collective action and collectivizing is the way that workers can have power in the workplace. Bosses have money and resources, and workers have coming together and being a collective, and that's our source of power. So this is really, really exciting. I would say this is one of the biggest wins for the American labor movement in a generation. It's huge.
Why has it taken so long for Amazon workers to unionize, given all the stories about workers being overworked and exploited?
Well, Amazon has put, you cannot imagine the amount of resources that Amazon has put into anti-union campaigns, legal kind of endeavors to try and stop unionization, which takes a long time to challenge and to rectify. So basically, Amazon, being one of the most powerful companies in the world, has thrown everything in the way of stopping workers from unionizing. The word union is actually banned from Amazon's internal chat communication, so workers and in the workplace, in their internal communication channels, cannot say the word union. They cannot say the word labor. They cannot say, they cannot say things like health and safety. Like, it is really, really authoritarian the way that they have clamped down on workers being able to discuss what is supposed to be a right, a human right, to join a union. I think the reason it's taking this long is because it was such a mountain, basically, to climb. Many people thought it was impossible because of just how many barriers Amazon was able to put in the way. It's quite difficult to unionize in New Zealand. It's difficult to unionize in many places because there have been kind of laws and barriers put in the way of workers being able to exercise their collective rights. It's particularly the case in America, which is like one of the more anti kind of union like environments. And so there is a lot of barriers put in place for workers being able to unionize. Yeah. So for me, the question is how they did it rather than why it's taken so long, because it really is so difficult and it shouldn't be. And it really shows you how anti-worker that the environment is in the States.
Yeah, and it's definitely incredible and hopefully inspiring. Do you think that this news will kind of set a precedent for other Amazon workers who are looking to increase their rights as workers?
I do think it will. We saw the same thing kind of happen with Starbucks, where, a Starbucks, and I can't recall exactly where it was, but Starbucks in the States voted to unionize, and it's just sparked a wave of unionization of Starbucks's. And if you want to know how seriously the capitalists take it when you unionize, the CEO of Starbucks had to resign over this wave of unionization, because that's how how much of a threat it is to, I suppose, their profit lines when, workers try to get a fair share for their labor. So Starbucks is a good example of that. And I think a lot of people are really more aware of, I think the pandemic has shown us one whose work makes the world go round, and it's the essential workers who often get paid, frontline workers who don't seem to be paid, like, to reflect the fact that they're essential status, right? So I think, I'm hoping that it will have ripple effects throughout America, throughout Amazon, maybe, here too, who knows?
You mentioned that it is hard to unionize here as well. How does this news kind of stack up against current existing labor rights in Aotearoa?
So New Zealand in the literature is considered one of the more institutionally difficult places to unionize. It's actually quite difficult to establish a union in your workplace. And there are a couple of things that this government, being a slightly more worker-friendly government than the previous one, is trying to do to change that. One is that there is a requirement now that employers inform new workers about if there is a collective agreement, and in the first 30 days you're on the collective agreement, and if you choose to stay in the union you'll remain, and if you choose to go on an individual employment agreement you won't. So that's really helpful, that employers now have a legal obligation to inform new employees of the union, introduce them to the workplace delegate, and they do get to see that collective agreement. But it's really difficult to get what we call a collective agreement in Aotearoa. What that means is basically basically a union contract versus an individual employment agreement, and it shouldn't be. That's one reason that we're so excited about fair pay agreements, which is this new legislation the government is introducing into the House, which makes sector bargaining a reality. So at the moment, you have to unionise, you unionise a workplace, not a sector. In Australia, they have these things called national awards, right? And if you're a nurse, it is a sector-wide kind of contract. And so a nurse is a nurse no matter where you work. In New Zealand, each different workplace, if it's unionised, will have a different collective agreement. And that means that it's very hard to get across the sector and have some consistency. So you can have a unionised grocery store where people are earning, you know, fair wages, and then you can have another one where people are earning minimum wage, even though they're doing exactly the same job. So the reason so many people jump across the ditch, right, is because they have much more worker-friendly laws there. So fair pay agreements is a big one, I think, that's going to redress that imbalance between bosses and workers in workers' favour, which I'm really excited about, because it shouldn't be so hard for workers to kind of win fair pay across sectors.
That was trade unionist Justine Sachs speaking to me about the Amazon Labour Union.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.